AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Trump's latest scandal. Kamala in Korea. And Iman. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Let's do this, everyone. We've got a really great show for you tonight. Florida is hurricane bonding. Donald Trump tried to overthrow the government using Diet Coke. And Ronny Chang faces down Kim Jong-un. Plus, our guest tonight is an international icon. Iman is joining us on the show, everybody. Looking forward to that. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Let's kick things off in public health news. The FDA has issued new guidelines as to which foods can be labeled healthy. And that now includes nuts and salmon. And as much as I appreciate that, I didn't need the government to tell me that salmon is healthy. We all know that, because that's the thing that people order at weddings when they want to let you know that they're better than everyone else. I'll have the salmon. In international news, the Queen of Denmark has stripped her grandchildren of their royal titles. Yeah, because she says she doesn't want them to be limited by their royal duties, which is the most posh way ever to say, bitch, get a job. Yeah, those grandkids must have been so grateful. It's like, wow, grandma, thanks for not forcing me to be a prince anymore. I really hated all the attention and the free jewelry. I love being known as the grandkid formerly known as prince. Thank you. It's so funny how the British monarchy had so much drama that all the other monarchies are now looking around like, maybe we should shut this shit down while we're still ahead, yeah? Yeah. Oh, in gaming news, this is a fun one. The maker of the card game Uno has come out officially and updated its rules to clarify that you cannot play a draw two on top of another draw two to make the next person draw four. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, they say draw two, you take the draw two. That's it. I agree with you. I mean, like, who makes these rules? I will say it is cool that they're doing it. You know, if they ask me, we need to fix more game rules. You know, forget Uno. I think that works. Monopoly needs prison reform. Yeah, my brother gets like 9 turns buying up all the properties while my thimble is stuck in jail. How is that fair? No justice, no peace. But let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the fallout from Hurricane Ian. Last night, the monster storm hit Florida like Florida just came home with a report card full of Fs, flooding the streets, destroying homes and infrastructure, and leaving millions without power. Now, the good news is that people took all the advance warning seriously, so despite the destruction, there were very few casualties. And as the storm recedes, we're learning about some amazing ways that the people of Florida have pulled together while the storm was raging.
Over my shoulder here, you can see the incredible power of Hurricane Ian. But now comes, as we've already seen, the selfless power of people. Neighbors, friends, even complete strangers doing whatever they can to help. Rescues onshore and on land. Firefighters helping a woman escape floodwaters. But the fire department also thanking local jet skiers for helping out, writing, "Sometimes we need a ride to the rescue ourselves." In Bonita Beach, one good Samaritan braving the elements to save a cat trapped outside on an air conditioner.
Many of the sailboats are on their side. There was a guy who went on to get his three pets off that were still on the boat.
In St. Petersburg, staff at a botanical gardens hunkering down with flamingos to see them through the storm.
Wow. That is amazing. That's so nice, just to see, like, everybody coming together, you know? Helping the cats, helping the flamingos. I mean, it's nice, but do flamingos need more help than humans in a hurricane? It's just weird. It's just like, "Don't worry, flamingos, I'll protect you." The flamingo's like, "We're the water bird, dude. We'll protect you." But this is all amazing, right? The response to the storm was so powerful that it led to something we've never seen before. Jet skiers being responsible. Yeah. Imagine that. Getting rescued by a jet ski is so awesome because it doesn't matter how exhausted or emotional you are. You can't stay that way on the jet ski, right? Yeah. You're going to be there like, "Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. I owe you my life. All right, shred it, bro. Yeah. Woo! Crank that diesel, bitch." And as for the people rescuing the cats, that is true selflessness. Because that's somebody who's going, "Look, we lost everything. Our house is destroyed. We don't have power. But," and hear me out on this, "what if we also had our faces scratched to shit, huh? What do you think?" It really is beautiful to see. But let's move on, because while Florida is recovering from this storm, there is still the storm that is always hitting America, Donald J. Trump.
New revelations on the final days of former President Donald Trump's presidency. In reporting provided to CNN from a forthcoming book by New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, Trump repeatedly told aides following his election loss that he would refuse to leave the White House. Haberman's book reports that Trump told one aide, quote, "I'm just not going to leave." Haberman reports Trump quizzed nearly everyone around him on how to stay in power. Among those he reportedly asked, the valet who brought him Diet Coke when Trump pressed a red button on his Oval Office desk.
That is so much pressure to put on your soda guy. Like, he asked the valet who brings him the Diet Coke, he's just like, "Soda boy, I need you to make me the Emperor of America. How do I do it? How do I?" He's just like, "Yeah, he's just got a Coke Zero, man." You know, if I'm honest, I think it is less weird to get advice from your Diet Coke valet and more weird to have a Diet Coke valet. But I mean, once you got him, you might as well get his input, right? Just be like, "Yeah, what do you think about it? How do I overtake a country, huh?" The real travesty to me is that Trump didn't follow through with his plan of just not leaving. Yeah, that would have been exciting. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen the FBI chasing Trump around the White House like an episode of Scooby-Doo, right? They just chase him through one door, he chases them through another door, and then they're all being chased by ghosts. It's just like, "Uh-oh, many people are saying, uh-oh, so much danger, Scoob, so much danger." But let's move on. Let's move on from the previous administration to the current one. As you all know, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. But what if I told you there's also a vice president of the United States? Yeah, it's true. It's true. Her name is Kamala Harris. What? I can hear you now. If that's the case, Trevor, how come I've never seen her? What are you going to tell me next? Slender Man is real and I should kill my family? Okay. Well, I can't speak to the veracity of Slender Man, but I do have proof that Kamala Harris exists. And she was just spotted in South Korea.
Overnight, Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in South Korea for the last leg of her four-day trip to Asia. She paid a visit to the demilitarized zone that divides the Korean Peninsula. The move is to demonstrate America's commitment to its Asian allies.
Well played, Kamala, well played. If there's one way to remind people you exist, it's to go stand at the border between North and South Korea. Now, everybody knows your name. Yeah, it's the same way no one knew that I existed in high school. Nobody. Until the day I streaked naked across the football field. And from then on, everyone knew one testicle Trev was in our school. Oh, they knew me. They all know me. Anyway, because this is such a major moment on Vice President Harris's trip, we go live to our very own Ronnie Chang, who is in the demilitarized zone. Ronnie, how is it going over there?
Oh, Trevor, yeah, it's going really well. Thanks so much for sending me here, by the way. Great assignment, not racist at all. Anyway, the Vice President was just here, and she just rocked up to the border with a giant set of binoculars and then stared at North Korea like a geopolitical pervert. And honestly, Trevor, I don't get it. Why is she here? Why am I here? Why is anybody here? What are you guys even looking for? You think you're gonna see something that all the generals and the satellites missed? It's like, oh, look, they forgot to lock the gate. Let's go. Go now. Bunch of idiots. Honestly, what's she looking at? What is it? What, you know what? Let me just look out for myself, all right? What's, oh, look, it's Kim Jong-un. And it looks like he's watching me on The Daily Show. Oh, maybe that guy's not all that bad after all. Hey, Kimmy, yo, follow me back on IG, man. Anyway, the Vice President was here to strengthen America's alliance with South Korea against North Korea. And let's just see how that went.
An embarrassing gaffe by Vice President Harris today when she affirmed America's alliance with the wrong Korea.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Wow. You think North Korea is South Korea? So I guess all Asian countries look the same to you, huh? Madam Vice President? What's next? You're gonna mix me up with Simu Liu, huh? Seriously, can you? Could you do that, please? Because I would totally be fine with that. No, I'm just joking. We're just joking. Everyone, we're just joking, okay? Madam Vice President, nobody give her a hard time about this or we won't see her again for another 6 months. All right, back to you, Trevor. Hey, Kim. Hey, why don't you check out my comedy special on Netflix? Yeah, use Trevor's password. It's I Love Big Butts.
No. All right. Thank you so much, Ronnie Chang. Thank you so much. Ronnie Chang, everybody. Thank you so much. Not my posture. All right. Before we go, I was chatting to Roy Wood Jr. Yesterday when we finished the show, and he reminded me that it has been 7 years since we started The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Yeah, this week is our anniversary. One of the overriding feelings I found myself experiencing throughout the night and even today waking up was a feeling of gratitude. You know, Ronnie, like the journey we've been on together has been wild. You know, Roy, you know, all the correspondence, everyone. There's so many people who make this thing come together. And I want to say thank you to the audience for an amazing 7 years. It's been wild. It's been truly wild. I remember when we first started, and you remember this, Ronnie, it was, you know, so many people didn't believe in us. It was a crazy bet to make. I mean, I still think it was a crazy choice. You know, this random African and bringing a Chinese guy from Malaysia. And
Chinese guys with accents, you know, on American TV.
Yeah, man, and what a journey it's been. Every single one of you who comes here to support us every single day, everybody who's watched the show, and then it's grown all around the world. And, you know, I recently went to India for the first time, and the people there who, you know, have supported everything that we've done, and I just found myself filled with gratitude for the journey. It's been absolutely amazing. It's something that I never expected. And I found myself thinking throughout the time, you know, everything we've gone through, you know, the Trump presidency, the pandemic, just the journey of, you know, the more pandemic. And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly. I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly shitty on the worst days. You know, we've laughed together, we've cried together. But after 7 years, I feel like it's time, you know? I spent 2 years in my apartment, not on the road. You know, stand-up was done. And when I got back out there again, I realized there's another part of my life that I want to carry on exploring. You know, I miss learning other languages. I miss going to other countries and putting on shows. I miss just being everywhere, doing everything. And I'm really grateful to every single person who's here, even the people who aren't here right now, because they went on to do great things, who helped us do this thing. You know, it's a weird thing to say. I've never been good at goodbyes. And it's not instant, I'm not disappearing, don't worry. If I owe you money, I'll still pay you. And I'm really grateful, you know, to a network who believed in this random comedian nobody knew on this side of the world. You know, South Africans knew and loved me. Yeah. You know, and Paramount has been amazing, Viacom, CBS has been amazing, Bob Backish, who believed in me, Chris McCarthy, Kyes, you know, even the previous team, Kent and Sarah and Michelle and Doug, and I've been lucky enough to be doing multiple projects with them, and I've been inspired by new ways to express myself, you know, whether it be hosting a White House Correspondents' Dinner or doing different stand-up shows around the world, whatever it may be. The point is, I want to say thank you to you and to you who watch this and to you who come, and because sometimes you do both. Because, man, I never dreamed that I would be here. I sort of felt like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I came in for a tour of what the previous show was, and then the next thing I know, I was handed the keys. But I couldn't have done it without you, and I wouldn't have wanted to do it without you. And so we'll figure out the timings and the whens. You know, we'll still be here for the time being. But all I can say is thank you very much. You've truly made this one of the best experiences of my life.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
One of the most frustrating things about the internet for me is that, I don't know if it's creative people who do this or it's encouraged them, but it makes it feel like people are less inclined to listen and more inclined to want to immediately like dunk on a person or an idea or a, do you know what I mean? But they don't engage anymore. People don't engage. People just want to be like, ha, gah, what about, what about? The reason I talk about that is because of the story in Iran that's happening right now. I'm sure you all know it, but if you don't, what's happening in Iran is many people are going into the streets, predominantly women, protesting in the streets against the government of Iran and against what they call the morality police that has been getting stricter and stricter every single regime in Iran, where they force women, you know, to wear the hijab, and then like how they wear it is also important. So it's just like basically just a bunch of random dudes policing women. You're not moral enough. And it's oftentimes there's no rhyme, there's no reason, they just harass women. And so now, after a woman named Mahsa Amini was taken into custody by the Iranian morality police, she died, right? I think she was 22 years old, and she died. And so women in Iran have just poured out into the streets, and they just said, we're not taking this shit anymore. We're fighting for our rights. It's one of the biggest movements people have ever seen in Iran. But what's so disappointing is seeing, and I guess it's the internet, but you see people who now use this as an opportunity to dunk on a religion that they hate, you know? So they're like, oh, so now we're saying the hijab is bad, and oh yeah, you see Islam, I thought, and it's like, no, no. If you understood what was happening, if you took the time to read beyond a tweet or a headline, what you'd understand is those women in Iran are not saying we're against people practicing their religion. What they're saying is we are against the government forcing everybody to practice one religion and practice it in one way. That's what they're saying. There's a big difference between the two. Like, I've always believed that. Like, have whatever religion you want. Worship however you want. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, yeah, that's your religion, that's fine. You know? But once it becomes a government saying you have to and you shouldn't and this is how you have to do it, and become, you know what I mean, it becomes this big thing where they're, like, oppressing people as well. Because it's not even... There's even stories where they'll say, like, oh, the hijab wasn't on tight enough, the scarf wasn't tight enough on the woman's head. It's like, who is defining this and why, more importantly? You get the people on the internet who's like, yeah, we're against... In fact, burn them everywhere. Burn them. It's like, well, I see what you're doing. You are being an asshole. That's what you're doing. You know? That's what they should have on social media as well. They should also verify assholes. Yeah, just like, oh, verified asshole. Okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. Then I would even click. I'd be like, well, what are the assholes saying? Oh, that's an interesting point.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to the Daily Show. My guest tonight is a legendary supermodel, philanthropist, and entrepreneur. She's here to talk about her new docuseries that explores black models' impact on the fashion industry and American culture. The first two episodes of Supreme Models are available right now on YouTube, with new episodes to follow. Please welcome Iman.
Yeah.
The icon, the legend, the face known all over the world. Iman, welcome to The Daily Show.
Okay, so I was listening to you because I'm a huge fan of the show. And I love that bit about your grandmother thing. You're famous.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Just like an African grandmother, yeah?
They're all the same.
They think our name now is famous.
Well, I feel like your name could be famous because you are synonymous with the fashion industry. You're synonymous beyond the fashion industry. And when I heard you were making a docuseries about the impact that black models have made on not just the fashion industry, but America as a whole, I was really intrigued. And I was surprised and shocked because many people would say, okay, we understand maybe how black people have influenced fashion, but black models in the world of civil rights, how did you even begin to know about the story and want to tell it?
Well, YouTube and the directors contacted me during COVID, and they said that they wanted to do this docuseries and about black beauty and black, specifically the history of black models.
Right.
And I said to them, what will you bring to the table that it's new? And they said, there is no documentary on black beauty or black models ever.
What?
This is the first.
Wow.
So automatically, of course, I said, yeah, I'm on board. But what I really wanted to make sure is that I wanted to highlight not just the trial and tribulations of black models in this industry, but the joy and the celebration of it.
I love that. Yeah. Because I feel like that is the journey, you know, it trials, tribulations, but the joy as well, which is oftentimes overlooked in many stories.
Exactly. You know, as culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cry du jour in the 60s was black is beautiful.
Yes.
That hasn't changed. We are just now a tribe of black beauties.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. You're now showcasing a generation from the current models all the way through to many of the pioneers.
Oh, Naomi Sims, Daniela Luna.
Yeah. When you look at the industry through the lens that only you can, do you think it's changed enough? Have you seen change that you're proud of? And how far do you still want it to go?
What's been happening in the industry is like when I started in 1976, a lot of designers were using black models. But then it happened like in 2013, there was this article in the New York Times that said the blonde leading the blonde and the blackout of the black model.
Wow.
For 6 years, in 2013, for 6 years, none of the designers have used any black models.
Wow.
So I was shocked by it. By then I retired from modeling. I was doing Iman Cosmetics. But when I saw that article, Naomi Campbell and I and Beth Ann Hardison, the three of us joined forces together and wrote to the designers of America and the European designers to talk about specifically about this issue. What is happening? How come there was more black models in the 70s and 80s? And
that
in 2013,
that's crazy.
Nobody was using them. What happened was that a lot of designers were having casting agents who do the casting for them. The casting agents now become the people with the power.
Right, the gatekeepers.
And they said to the agencies, we're not seeing black models this season, as if they were a trend. Yeah? What we were trying to talk about was not calling them out or canceling them out. We were trying to call them in to understand, are you aware on your behalf, on your name, what these casting agents are doing? Because before I call you any names, I just want you to know first.
I love that. And did they respond accordingly?
It was palpable, the change.
I love that.
Yeah, palpable, the change. So it is like, if you see it, say something. So
I
basically, that's what it was.
See, legend from the beginning to the middle to the end, even when you're out of the modeling industry, you're now telling these stories. And you know what? I didn't know so many parts of your journey. For instance, starting a cosmetics brand when black women weren't getting any cosmetics brands that were focusing on them. You've really paved the way for brands like Fenty that we see today that are doing so well, that are growing everywhere. If you could change one thing about the modeling industry instantly, what is the thing you would change?
I would change the decision makers, the people on the top, should be exclusive. Because a lot of times you find a Prada did an ad and everybody was an uproar because it was purely racist.
Right.
H&M will do, you know,
the monkey. With the monkey. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. If there were people in the decision maker in their companies, this would not even be happening. And that's what you need, allies, not people that will say behind closed doors how much they love you, but come out and say, this is how much I love her.
Well, I will say to you, thanks, how much I love you. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Such an honor having you. Iman, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Well, that's our show for tonight.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.